the other knitting that we have today, just to let you show where it's going to. Here is a video from Blythewood.
Well, we're so delighted with the support we receive year after year in continuing the shoebox appeal. And the people who we give shoeboxes to are always immensely grateful. We're on our way to Bulgaria to meet just a few of the people receiving shoeboxes, to speak to them and to hear their stories.
We had the privilege to visit some of the poorest people in this area, who live 7-8 people in just one room.
We will visit now one very poor gypsy lady. She lives in a very, very poor conditions, without electricity and without water.
Couldn't believe the poverty. The lady sitting in that little room, no water, no electricity, and her 9-year-old daughter, she's so ill.
It's been really good to see how appreciative they've been of the socks, the scarves, the hats, the gloves, the things that give them warmth at this time of year that's so bitter. And the practical things, seeing children going away and cleaning their teeth.
We visited a family yesterday, and the father in the family is a really lovely family. He was really grateful for the fact we'd come to see them, but he just didn't understand the concept and why somebody had made a present to give to him and his family, and they'd never met them.
It's just been amazing to see the impact that some of these boxes have had on people who have received them. A lady receiving a pair of shoes that, because her shoes had worn out, and a homeless man to have a tin mug in this box. That would have made it so much easier for him heating up his soup or his tea. And a wind-up torch that has no need for batteries in the future. He was so happy. I really want to encourage you to help us by filling a shoebox this year, because it does make such a difference. It has such an impact on lives that are otherwise almost hopeless.